Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, let's talk first of all about your pending retirement from Congress. Any seller or buyer remorse?
No, Alan. I have not had any personal negative reactions to my decision. And I've been quite pleased about what I've heard as I've been going around the district. There was at least one funny story written indicating that my travels around the district, at least to that reporter, looked like I was still running.
That's funny. Let me go to the big story of the day as we speak, and that's the Ukraine. Or Ukraine, as we've all been taught to say. You know, there are people running around saying that Barack Obama is weak. Frankly, I don't see that. I think he's doing what he can, and he's got a lot of problems in doing it. We have allies. We have other things. What do you make of it?
I agree with you. I do not think that this is a demonstration of the president's weakness, inaction, or anything negative. I think it's an incredibly difficult situation, I think he's trying to manage it as best he can. I also think that one of the areas that people really need to focus on is the fact that our European allies may not be too excited about us or they and us collectively taking a tough position, because they receive a substantial amount of natural gas and other fuel from the Russians, which could easily be cut off and have terrible impacts on the European economy. Clearly not a good outcome.
But of course it wouldn't be so good for the Russians either. They need the money.
Exactly. So there's a little bit of a, you know, everybody is at kind of that point where how far can you push before you hurt the other guy and yourself? Clearly, I think that as this rolls forward, we need to make sure, to the extent we can control it, that the Russians don't take any further steps beyond Crimea, and then figure out how we can negotiate a resolution of this. I understand Mr. Putin has now said that he will abide by the elections, I think, that are scheduled for May, so that in effect the Ukrainian people will have self-determination. And I think that's really the important goal.
Well, but I'm sorry to interrupt, but even there, what kind of elections? I mean, if you have separate elections in Crimea from Ukraine, he certainly will abide with that because they've got a lot of Russians there. But if there's a whole country, one winner takes all, that'd be a different story.
Well, that's right. And we don't know, at this point, at least I have not seen a breakdown of those elections. What I've interpreted it to be, however, is it is, in fact, an entire Ukrainian election for a new parliament and president. So under those circumstances, that is what you would call a winner-take-all scenario.
What do you think about this guy, Putin?
Well, I think he is evidencing his real desires, which is to reestablish what we knew in the Cold War as Russia. I think the Ukraine is part of that plan. Georgia was part of that plan. He made some incursions there a couple of years ago. And over time, we basically acceded to that and went back to doing business as usual.
Who is he? Is he a KGB guy? I mean, a KGB colonel is a KGB colonel. Is this a timeline that runs from the Soviets to the new Russians who turn out to be, you know, take the mask off like in the cartoons and say, ah, I'm really the old guy?
You know, if you're asking me, can a leopard change its spots? Probably not.
Yeah.
I think Putin is somebody who is a Russian patriot, if you will, and sees his role as preserving Russia. I'm not sure he necessarily sees it as preserving what we knew as communist Russia, but I do think he views the country in the aggregate.
Yeah. There's some part of Congress that is bothersome here, and that is that I think it's fair to say that for the most part in the old days, there certainly are some exceptions, but the most part, when it came to U.S. foreign policy, everybody sort of hung together. But it seems to me that this partisanship that has characterized the Congress, in which the Republicans, you know, just want to prove Obama bad, you know, overrides anything else? There's a question there.
I was waiting for it to be posed. I don't disagree with you at all. I think that people have, over the last 10 or 15 years, taken an approach that they can essentially, if you will, speak out on an issue, informed or not, on the facts, and take a partisan position instead of taking what I would call an American position.
Well, these guys are bright. I mean, you know, we're not talking about, you know, people on the street. These are people who make eat and live politics. So when you say informed or not, I think it sort of begs the question. I think they're informed. I just think they're very, very strident.
I agree. When I say informed, though, I mean, are people reading things other than political information when they are evaluating whether or not they're going to support the president, or is this purely a political judgment? If it's purely a political judgment, then in my view, that's an uninformed judgment.
But is it, in a way, unpatriotic?
That goes to the motivation that people have.
Yeah.
And I, again, think if it's purely political, then it raises that question.
Okay. What do we do now?
Well, I think that what we continue to do is to develop, along with our allies, particularly NATO, a program of sanctions. And then they need to be doing back-channel negotiations to find a way that Putin can, if you will, save face, and we can reestablish the Ukraine as a unified country.
But Crimea, it seems to me, there's a very good chance we're going to see the de facto Russianization of Crimea, and they're going to stay there. Don't you agree?
Unfortunately, I do. And that means, from my perspective, that the first shot we have at this is whether or not the Russians allow Crimea to participate in the Ukraine elections. If they do, then I think that that is a vehicle, that Putin is using that as a vehicle to walk back where he is now. Hmm. If he refuses to do that, then I think we have a different kind of an issue.
This is a world in which communism doesn't exist anymore. I think it really sort of begged the question. The concept of communism was not really the issue of authoritarianism in the country. So I think what you're saying is this is just a continuation of the way in which the people and their rulers have always been, you know, in Russia.
I agree with that analysis. I think that this is, in fact, a continuation. But I think that first, if you will, breakpoint is, Does Putin allow Crimea to participate in the overall election process? If he doesn't, then we know that your analysis is correct and that he's basically going to take over and hold the Crimea region.
Bill Owens, great to talk to you. And when we come back the next time, let's stay on this a little bit in terms of the military cutbacks which the country is facing.
Certainly, Alan. Sounds good.